episode number 131. And folks, we have a bracket.
It's time.
We have a bracket. It's time. The bracket special is here. 68 teams. Two playing games are down. Two more to go, but that is completely irrelevant to this bracket. And that's all we're doing. We are just analyzing every single matchup, revealing our brackets, who we have, who we like, upset teams, all that. So, first off,
it's showtime. I'm so excited, Stan.
I'm of course you put a bracket in front of me. Of course I'm going to fill it out. Let's just start it off right away with the big controversy after Selection Sunday and what we saw last night. How the fuck did Virginia get in over St. John, Seton Hall, or Providence?
No idea.
The brand of basketball that Virginia... I feel like I should have been given financial compensation for watching Virginia play. Like I felt like I should have been given... And betting against Virginia has been very kind to me, okay? I feel like there's been like three games. I think I can name three games. The game last night against Colorado State, it took Colorado State to cover. The Duke game, where Duke beat them by almost 40, or they beat them by like, they were up by 30 for the majority of the game, but they were able to squeak in a few and ended up losing by like 23. And then the Virginia Tech game, where they lost by 40. Like, this team is an embarrassment to the sport. Tony Bennett, now granted, Tony Bennett's a great coach, don't get me wrong, and whenever he leaves, they are going to get a much worse replacement. It's just that his brand of basketball is dying. And I'm just going to leave it at that because that was rough. That was rough to see. And if you're a St. John's fan, were down. I know they put up 18 points. Like there was a full like a full hour went by since they scored. Like you know what I mean? I probably worded that wrong, but like a full hour went by.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Let me find this. They lost 67-42. The score at halftime was 27-14 at halftime. 14 points at halftime.
This is 27 is not great either.
Yeah, 27 isn't great either. That's just set, I mean, their defense is good. It's just the offense is just so like, let's just put it this way. There are a lot of teams that play like Virginia, but better. Let's just say that if Virginia had half the efficiency on offense that Houston has, they'd be one of the best teams in America. Like, at least half of the offensive efficiency that Houston had was on Virginia, they would be one of, if not the best team in America.
Yeah, but clearly it's not. They put up 14 points in half. They got routed. They didn't even put up 50 in a college game, which is absurd to me. This is a slap in the face of St. John's. It really is.
And Seton Hall and Providence. Seton Hall beat Marquette and UConn on their home floor. And it wasn't like it wasn't like there were injuries for Marquette or UConn either. Both of them were at full strength.
What about that? Who's that team with the 29 ranked net entire what our offensive defense that got Indiana State?
Indiana State, they had a bad quad four loss to an in-conference team. I mean, I get it. They should have been in two, but there were so many bid stealers. Like, if you really think about it, like, and this is so stupid, but it makes sense. NC State wins the ACC tournament. That's an at-large bid gone. That's an at-large bid that's gone. That's the automatic qualifier. Uh-oh. Do we have to restart? Yeah, I think your mic unplugged.
Oh my lord. We can just pick up where we left off.
Yeah, let me stop it. What's the New York Sports Exchange without technical difficulties, huh? Anyway. ain't that a metaphor for the past 6 months?
it just happens every time.
Ain't that a metaphor? Anyway, NC State wins the ACC tournament. That takes away an at-large bid. There was another conference tournament, and I'm like losing on which one. Oh yeah,
Oregon.
Duke, Oregon wins the Pac-12 tournament.
Shocker.
That takes away Nat.
Thank God.
That takes away Nat.
The 11th spot.
That takes away an at-large bid. Duquesne wins the A-10. That takes away an at-large bid. There's another team, and I'm blanking on who it
was. Was it JMU?
No, it was not JMU. They were favored in this tournament the entire time. Where are they? I know where they are. I believe it was... besides my point, New Mexico. Everyone thought New Mexico was going to get in, no problem, get an at-large bid. They ended up winning the conference tournament. Then we find out that New Mexico probably wasn't going to get in if they didn't win their conference tournament. So there were a lot of things.
It's been madness so far. It's March. Yeah, it's March, baby.
It was probably one of the most chaotic Saturdays of conference tournament weekend that I think I've ever seen. I'm trying to find where. Oh yeah, UAB. UAB probably wasn't going to make the tournament. They ended up winning the AAC. So a lot of shit went down, and it was crazy. But I think the committee could have done a better job. I think that this is like the first time, and this is the first time, from what I can remember, that the committee has fucked up this bad. So regardless. We have a bracket. We're going to dive right into it. Let's do it. Do we want to start with the, we're going to start with the East region. We're going to go game by game and we're going to see what happens. Tim already told me his final four. Tim, did I tell you my final four?
No, you kind of gave me two picks cause you told me two of them were the same, but you didn't give me the rest. Mine's okay. Mine's not crazy, but it's a little something. It's definitely
yours
something.
Yours isn't as crazy. I mean, you had Texas A&M winning it all.
Whoa, Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say something in my bracket. No. You're right. Okay. That was a mistake. We moved on from that.
Okay. All right. Let's get it started. The number one overall seed in the East region, the Connecticut Huskies taking on Stetson. I mean, no shit. This is UConn all the way. If UConn doesn't win this game, then what the hell are we doing here?
No, this is going to be a stomping by UConn. Stetson hasn't beat anyone good. They lost to Houston early in the year by like 50.
Well, yeah. What's
their biggest win? Eastern Kentucky? I know. They're going to get killed, though. They're going to get killed.
All right. Yeah, they're going to get dominated. Next one. I've been sort of debating with myself with the 8-9 game in the East region. FAU taking on Northwestern. Northwestern has dealt with a lot of injuries this season. FAU, you know, coming off of that, I mean, I don't really call it a Cinderella run, but if you want to call it a Cinderella run, then so be it. Coming off of that run to the Final Four, losing in such dramatic fashion, they move from Conference USA to the American, and it was really a struggle. And they bring back four out of the five starters from last year's team. It was, I don't know. I wasn't really too big on them. And then they lose to Temple in the American semifinals. It was not that. I don't know. I'm not really too keen on I'm losing sleep over this game is what I'm getting at. Tim, you want to start with this?
I think Northwestern's a good team. I've seen them play a little bit this year, mainly just because, you know, it was on TV. I didn't put it on purpose, but it was just on TV and I happened to watch them. I just don't think they have any notable wins this year, Northwestern, against anyone really that good. They lost to Michigan State. Michigan State's They lose to Wisconsin.
They split with Michigan State. They split with Michigan State.
Yeah, but I'm going recency. That was 2 months ago.
Okay. But here's the X factor here for this game. Florida Atlantic has the offense. We get that. John L. Davis, Vlad Golden, they got all the guys. Northwestern's dealing with some injuries right now. I believe it was, is it Matthew Nicholson or is it Ty Berry? I'm blanking on which one it was. And this is bad coverage on my part. Yes, it was Ty Berry who's out for the season with a knee injury. Matthew Nicholson out for the season as well. Ryan Langborg, the Princeton transfer, remember him? He was the star player that Princeton run last year. He's not 100%. It comes down to the play of Boo Booey. if Florida Atlantic's able to contain Boo Booey, he's one of those guys that's going to just simply take over games. In the Wisconsin game of the Big Ten tournament, I think he had, what was it, in the first half, he had like 16 of their 21 points to start the game. It was ridiculous, and then Wisconsin was able to contain him.
I'm taking FAU.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it. I'm taking FAU on this one. I think I'm gonna take them by the points too. I'm probably gonna bet on this game. I'm taking FAU. I'm not gonna lose sleep if Northwestern wins this game. I wouldn't be surprised if Northwestern wins this game, but I'm just gonna roll with FAU here and just see what happens. Gonna roll with it. Next up, the 5-12 game. Tim, your favorites.
As much as I hate them, Stan. Are we really joking around here? It's San Diego State by a million. I don't think UAB really puts up a game at all. I'm sorry, I just don't see it happening. I really don't.
I wouldn't necessarily say by a million, but I would say that San Diego State does win this game. UAB, I think it's just it's a very happy to be there type thing where it's just, you know, you win your conference tournament, you steal a bid, and you leave it at that. The key to this game, Stan, that's their motto right now.
M's and M's, millions of memories.
Yes. The key to this game is definitely the defense. San Diego State ranks 8th in defensive efficiency in KenPom. Offense needs a little bit of work, and that's what kind of happened last year, UAB went to the NIT final. They prided themselves on defense. Their head coach, Grant McCaslin, but UAB did pride themselves on defense last year. That defense hasn't really sort of came back.
They're not doing great. They're letting up 75 a game. That's what they're averaging.
Yes. Key player here for San Diego State, remember the name, Jaden Ledee. He was
21-8. 21-8 is nuts.
He was actually in Wooden conversations earlier in the year, and then that sort of took a step back. Lamont Butler's still back. Micah Parrish. I like the San Diego State team. I just think it's just going to be too much for UAB. So right now, UConn, FAU, San Diego State.
We got the same so far, Stan.
I don't know why my bracket. There we go. Next up, Auburn and Yale. Auburn coming off of a nice SEC tournament win. Yale. Probably another, I wouldn't necessarily call it a bid stealer because the Ivies are a one bid league every year, but good for Yale. I think Auburn wins this game.
This might be worse than the UConn game. Yale is just happy to be here. Yale is happy to be here.
I wouldn't necessarily say happy to be here solely because that we've seen Auburn have a lot of ups this year, but we've also seen them have a lot of downs. Yale's offense is pretty, for a team in the Ivies that wasn't projected to go to the tournament, they're in the top 100 of offensive and defensive efficiency. Now here's the thing. Auburn plays a very fast style, They're 47th in average possession length in KenPom. If Yale's able to slow them down, it might be closer than you think. They're not going to be able to slow them down.
This is such a reach. Auburn's taking the cake here.
I have Auburn taking the cake here. All right. Next up, BYU and Duquesne. Duquesne, winners of the A-10. BYU actually was probably going to be a 5 seed, and then the NCAA – actually, no, BYU told the NCAA, hey, we can't play on Sundays. And the 5 seeds were slated to, well, the region that they were in, the 5 seed was slated to play on Friday, which meant if they won that game, they would have played on Sunday. So they were like, okay, you get the 6, you play on Thursday and Saturday. Anyways, BYU, Duquesne, Tim, what do you have?
Isn't it obvious? It's BYU. Again, Duquesne, these teams that get in here, they don't play anyone that's really competitive. Look at their schedule. VCU, Dayton, VCU, St. Bonaventure, St. Joseph's, Nebraska.
That's what I'm saying. And you just named two tournament teams.
Stan, none of these teams are competitive tournament teams. I'm sorry, but BYU has had a much harder schedule. They beat Iowa State to start the year. Iowa State is an amazing team. They put up a fight with Houston. They beat Baylor. They beat Kansas. They beat TCU. I think this is gonna be too much for the Duskahane team, because this BYU offense is good too. They're averaging Duquesne, whatever. I can't pronounce that, so please, yeah, please don't make fun of me.
But I'm saying this should sound like it was like a Native American university. Duskahane.
It looks like it. Oh, but BYU is averaging 82 points per game again, and their defense is what, 69? What is that ranked? 69 points per game.
Their BYU's defensive efficiency is 50th in the nation, according to KenPom.
It's going to be Ken too much. Wah. I'm taking Duquesne BYU.
I have Duquesne winning this ball game, and I will tell you why. There is a team. So, number one, this is Tim, I'm shocked you're not taking Duquesne here, because their head coach, is that how you say it? Keith Dambro?
Don't ask me. I can't pronounce anything.
you're right. Keith Dambrot. I'm going to say Dambrot. If I'm butchering that, don't leave me alone. Keith Dambrot coached LeBron James in high school. I can't believe you're not riding with the St. Vincent St. Mary's guy. If there's
I'm trying to win money here, Stan. I'm trying to win money. Just put that in perspective.
Hang on. If there's one thing that this Duquesne team prides himself on, it's defense. 29th in defensive efficiency, according to KenPom. We saw how BYU got knocked out of the Big 12 tournament against Texas Tech. In fact, we were recording our last episode as that game was going on. BYU could not hit a three to save their lives. Also, they're a little bit banged up. I forget what his nickname is, but I have his nickname. Ali Khalifa, the Egyptian. He's the Egyptian something. I have it. I just saw it. The Egyptian magician.
Love it.
Yes, the Egyptian magician is hopeful to play, so they're not really at 100% here. If Duquesne is able to limit BYU's threes, they have two players to back it up on offense. Jimmy Clark and Day-Day Grant. If those, on a good day, they could really combine for about 40.
On a good day.
Okay, shut up. If they could, they have the potential to combine. What the fuck just happened? Am I on mic? Am I on fucking...
I can hear you.
All right, you can hear me?
They're still recording.
Are you fucking... I'm on the fucking stupid motherfucker.
Your mic unplugged? Oh my god, now it's your mic.
But it doesn't look unplugged. What the fuck is happening? This is getting ridiculous. Anyways, Jimmy Clark and Day-Day Grant. Yeah, it was another technical difficulty. Sue me.
We're trying. We really are.
Trying. Of course, it's like the biggest episode of the year. And all this shit's getting pulled when we haven't had shit pulled like this in like fucking weeks.
Months.
Yeah, like, I hate you. Jimmy Clark, Day-Day Grant, if they can dominate the game, if they can lead the game offensively, I think that there's a real shot that Duquesne wins this game, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. I needed to have an upset team out there. I took Duquesne.
Do you, Stan?
Yes. Next up, Illinois, Morehead State. Illinois coming off of a Big Ten tournament win. I feel like Illinois doesn't really get that much love. There was a lot of drama going into this, not going into the season, but during the season as well, during the investigation into Terrence Shannon. All that seems to have blown over. I don't really know what the hell's going on over there. Morehead State winners of the Ohio Valley. There we go. They have the nation's eighth longest active win streak at 6. These two teams are very different. Morehead State plays a very slow style. Illinois, on the other hand, sort of a faster pace, at a much faster pace. Illinois is winning this game.
Yeah, I just don't think Morehead State's going to be able to keep up. I think Illinois is going to push the pace way too much. It's not going to be close.
All right, leave it at that. Next up, probably one of the more interesting games of this region, Washington State and Drake. Washington State get the at-large bid after losing in the Pac-12 championship to Colorado. Not the championship, but in the semifinal to Colorado. Sorry about that. Drake winners of the Missouri Valley. What do you got, Tim?
Drake. Come on.
I love
now.
The Drake. I love so the Drake. So do I. I love the Drake.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling.
I think that this team last year was they got knocked out first round by Miami. And the reason that this team didn't really get enough love is solely because of the performance of Tucker DeVries. He is probably the – I think he's on a revenge tour right now. If he doesn't go 1-13 against Miami last year in Albany, I solely believe that Drake is going – Drake goes to the Sweet 16. I think Drake's offense is – it is a bold take, and I'm going to die on that hill. Miami ended up going to the Final Four.
That's what?
Yeah, Miami ended up going to the Final Four that year.
All right. I mean, okay.
So I'm going to roll with Drake here. Tucker DeVries has a point to prove. I think that, honestly, this Washington State, I think Drake's better than Drake's the better team.
Yeah, Washington State doesn't move me.
When it comes down to it, Drake can shoot the ball well. They can make their free throws. They block a lot of shots. They're 31st in block percentage. 39th in steal percentage. Like, this is a good team, and they just don't get enough love. Also, they can rebound the hell out of the ball defensively. They're first in defensive rebound efficiency. Like, that's insane. That's insane. I love the Drake. Love.
Six God.
Love
the Let's Drake. Go.
Love the Drake. Next up, Iowa State, Slaughter. South Dakota State.
Slaughter. Yeah, Iowa State.
This is going to be this is not going to be good. Drake takes down Iowa State. Do we want to go to the next region, or do we want to go?
Drake takes down Iowa State is an insane pick, Stan.
What?
You just said Drake takes down Iowa State.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I said.
Do we want to go to the next region, or do
no,
we
before
want to
that?
Go to,
okay. Never mind. Never mind. Maybe. Maybe I'm glitching.
32. Yeah. Maybe, I think you are.
I think my like. I think I'm a little delayed.
I don't think I said that. Anyway, do we want to go to the round of 32, or do we want to go to the next region?
I think we should just do the first, like all the matchups that are guaranteed right now.
Okay.
Let's go to the West.
All right. North Carolina and Wagner, UNC wins that game, no doubt.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. Mississippi State, Michigan State. This is a game that I'm really losing sleep over. On the one hand, you have a much improved offensive Mississippi State team. They were very good defensively last year. They were horrible offensively. Still, somehow they made the tournament, but they were able to improve offensively. Michigan State, a lot of teams were high on going into Michigan State going into the year. Of course, it was sort of derailed day one loss to James Madison, who eventually made the tournament. Who knows? That's probably their saving grace as to why they're in the tournament. So I'm in Michigan State, not the James Madison loss, because technically now that's a good loss for Michigan State. Losing to a mid-major tournament team. Anyway, Tim, what do you have for this one?
I'm taking Michigan State. If we pull up the tapes, start of the year, I said this was probably my team preseason to go on a run. Obviously, that didn't turn out well, but I'm going to still stick with them. Their defense has been good this year. I think they're allowing 65 points per game. I think their BPI rank is pretty high too. I'm going to roll with
you
them.
You go by the BPI?
Well, I just like to peep it. I like to look at it. I'm a stats guy.
I feel like that's a fake. I can't talk. I feel like it's a fake ranking. Like, I feel Listen, like they just kind of.
I'm looking at all the numbers. All right, it's March. It's all probability. All
right. Fair enough.
I'm running Michigan State. Yeah.
I also have Michigan State winning this game. Of course, it's the Tom Izzo effect. You know, him and March.
We're in March, baby. He's going crazy.
It's his month. And as much as I can't stand the guy, and. Can't stand the comments that he just made. Did you know what he said today? What
did he say?
He basically said that mid-major conferences that win conference tournaments shouldn't get like automatic bids.
He's just talking for no reason.
Yes. Anyway, Michigan State has, you know, the saying Jimmy's and Joe's are better than X's and O's.
No, but now I do.
Now you do. Michigan State has the Jimmys and Joes at the guard position. Tyson Walker, AJ Hogard. I think if those two are cooking, it's going to be pretty difficult to stop this Michigan State team. It's going to be very difficult to stop this Michigan State team. Next up, 5-12 games, St. Mary's in Grand Canyon. I got St. Mary's taking this one. I think
I'm high on St. Mary's.
You're big on St. Mary's.
They can shoot.
I know they can shoot. They can also defend. But
very well. They only allow 58 points per game.
There have been times, and especially later into the year, I have them winning this game, no doubt. There have been times, especially later, early on in the year, where this team was not looking like a tournament team. I think at one point they were 8-6, and then they were fortunate enough to go into WCC play and get the one seed. And to be honest, be fortunate that Gonzaga wasn't really the Gonzagas of the past and win the conference tournament. I have them winning this game. Do I have them going far? We shall see. Next, Tim, you have St. Mary's?
Yeah, of course I have St. Mary's.
Okay, next up. Oh, I can't wait for this game. This, if you're a lover of offense, like this is the game for you. If you love offense, this one's for you. Alabama against the College of Charleston. Where is it? It's on 322. I'm just going to say it right now. I have Charleston winning this game.
All right.
I have Charleston winning this game, and here's the thing. People say that Alabama and Kentucky are very similar. They're big offensively, but defensively, they're kind of guard optional. If you're being coached by John Calipari, there's no such thing as guard optional. It seems like Alabama has just completely abandoned defense and just gone straight offense.
I mean, they're averaging 90 points a game. You know what? I don't know, Stan. I really don't know, because they play such a fast-paced game. Do you really think Charleston's going to be able to keep up with them?
I think they can. Remember, people were big on this Charleston team last year, and they get knocked out by San Diego State. It reminds me of the Alabama team from 2 years ago, where I wouldn't say big on them, but there were a team that were, good, but then towards the end of the year, they sort of derailed. Last year, they ended the season losing to Texas A&M, LSU, and then Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament, and then they draw a sixth seed, lose to Notre Dame in the tournament. I'm seeing the same pattern here this year. They lose Tennessee at home, then they get demolished by Florida. Then they go into overtime. They won the game, but they go into overtime with a terrible Arkansas team. And then in the SEC tournament, they get absolutely derailed by Florida again. I think that I'm not really loving this Alabama team. They don't necessarily play together. I think they just get it and go. And I think Charleston's more the fundamentally sound team, and I'm just going to roll with Charleston. And if Alabama wins this game, I'll live. But because who doesn't want to see a team that scores 100 points a game in the NCAA tournament? But I just don't see Alabama winning this game.
I just think they play too fast.
I mean, I get it, but Charleston plays pretty fast too.
Not like Alabama.
But I have Charleston.
Nobody does it like Alabama.
Stop it, Roll Tide, Willie. next up, we have the 6-11 game, Clemson and the Lobos, the Mountain West automatic qualifiers of New Mexico. I'm just going to say it right now. I love the way this New Mexico team is playing. They're getting hot. They're getting hot at the right time. And
Clemson's not winning. I'm sorry. Clemson's not winning.
No.
It's New Mexico. No.
I think what it's going to come down to is guard play. Jalen House and Jamal Mashburn. How Rich Pitino got these freaking kids to go to New Mexico is beyond me. It is absolutely beyond me how they ended up in New Mexico. Them going up against Joe Girard and Chase Hunter, who, let's be honest, they are not the best players defensively. And I'm rolling with New Mexico. I think it's going to come down to the guard
play. I'm rolling with you. I really think they're just a better team than Clemson. I really do. I think they're just a better team.
Yeah. And plus, it's very opposite styles of play here. New Mexico, 12th fastest pace in the nation. Clemson, 156th. If New Mexico gets them to play the game that they want to play, it's over. New Mexico's winning the game. Simple as that. Simple as that. New Mexico is winning that game. Next up, Baylor and Colgate. I feel like Colgate always makes it, and then they get knocked out first round. I feel like they
always... it's going to happen again.
They always get... Yeah, I got Baylor winning that game. Baylor's definitely winning that game.
Dayton, next Nevada.
I kind of lost sleep with this one, and I didn't really lose sleep, but like I've been sort of debating with myself. Nevada, very good offensive team, very good defensive team. Dayton, very good offensive team. Probably have a top five. Probably they have a player that's probably going to be top five in winning award voting in Dayron Holmes. Defensively, they're kind of eh. Is Daron Holmes really the guy that can take over? I know he's a four. He can shoot it, but he's not. I'm just going to say it. I have Dayton winning this game, but I look at the non-conference play.
I got Nevada.
I look at the non-conference play for Nevada. Sacramento State. Washington. They didn't make the Pac. I mean, they got knocked out first round Pac-12 tournament, but they weren't good. Pacific. They were terrible. Portland. Montana. Loyola Marymount. UC Davis. They lost to Drake by 18. Weber State. Hawaii. Temple. TCU, yeah, they beat them, but then they beat them by 13, but then you play Georgia Tech, who's not good, and you beat them by 8. So we don't really know what we're getting here at Nevada, and at the same time, we don't really know what we're getting with Dayton either. I just think that Dayton has the guy. Dayton, I'm kind of, and I never really like roll with a team that kind of just has like the main star, but I'm just going to roll with
Daron Holmes.
I'm just gonna roll with Daron Holmes again. If Nevada wins, I'll live. But I'm just gonna roll with Dayton. My gut says Dayton.
Your gut's wrong.
Okay. next up, probably one of the best stories of March. Arizona and Long Beach State.
Story's coming to an end.
you think the story's coming to an end?
Arizona's gonna kill them.
For those who don't know, I'm trying to find the... Where did they play? Thursday? Oh, wait, no, here we go. For those who don't know, Long Beach State head coach Dan Munson was fired, I believe, before the conference tournament started. Yes, before the conference tournament started after a loss to UC Davis. And then straight up, he was like, "I still coach the team. You don't have to pay me." The school somehow agreed. And then they win the conference tournament. Yeah, now they're in the tournament. Like,
I don't understand how he gets no compensation for that, because like, honestly, it's a little ridiculous. But shout out to them, because you know what? They made it. They did their thing, but they are not I'm sorry, they have no shot against Arizona.
But here's a funny story, and this is why people love storylines. Tim, when Gonzaga was introduced to the world when they went on that run in 1999, who was the head coach?
I have no idea.
Dan Munson. Dan Munson then hires current Arizona head coach, Tommy Lloyd. I believe he was – I mean, I know he was very long time. That I believe he hired Tommy Lloyd to be an assistant for him at Gonzaga, but I could be wrong. Actually, no, you're right. He hired Tommy Lloyd as an administration assistant to the team in 2000. Munson then took the job at Minnesota. That ended up being a disaster. Gonzaga ends up hiring Mark Few, and then the Gonzaga we know is born. It's just a cool story. I think Arizona wins this game. But it's a very cool story.
That's what I'm saying. I just it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that Arizona's going to pummel them.
We'll see. I think Arizona wins this game. All right, next up to the South region, Houston and Longwood. I don't know if you saw the trend.
What?
Where people, it's like, for the Longwood? Past, like, well, because for the past 3 years, there have been the past three tournaments, there have been teams with very inappropriate names. So, like, Oral Roberts, oh. St. Peter's.
Oh, this is so stupid.
Fairly
That's the trend.
Dickinson.
Yeah,
Fairleigh
no.
Dickinson.
Sorry, that just this just isn't happening. Houston's too good.
Oh god, yeah, Houston wins this game. Next up, Nebraska and Texas A&M. Nebraska, the Japanese sensation, Keisai Tominaga, one of the best 3-point shooters in college basketball, going up against the 2-headed monster at guard for Texas A&M with Wade Taylor and Boots Radford. I have A&M winning this game. Nebraska's
so
a nice story.
I'm riding with them against Sam.
Nebraska's a very nice story. Don't get me wrong. It's just that they haven't won a tournament game. I just think that Texas A&M plays a more physical brand of basketball rather than Nebraska. So I'm just going to roll with A&M. Again, Nebraska wins, won't lose sleep over it, but see what happens. You have A&M as well, Tim?
Yeah, 100%. I had him last year, Stan. I got to keep rolling with him.
Yes, you had him winning it last year.
We're not going that far yet. You know, I haven't got there yet.
Yes. Next up, Wisconsin going up against the JMU.
Dukes. We're taking the Dukes. We're taking the Dukes. If you haven't figured it out by now, this is our team right now. We're riding with the Dukes. I think you know what? Wisconsin makes it a little close at the start, but JMU, that 31-3 record, they're pulling away with it. Trust me. They're going to get it done. Terrence Edwards and company, they're getting it done. I'm telling you.
Yeah, give me Wisconsin.
Get out of here.
It pains me to do it just because, like shout out Kilk, shout out Tim's girlfriend, Aileen, JMU students. Wisconsin's playing a very good brand of basketball right now. And I know that they're playing a very good brand of basketball. If AJ Store is on fire from three, there's no stopping him. And now here's my thing with James Madison.
You're going to look like foolish, Dan.
If I look foolish, then I look foolish. Like, hey, if JMU makes – here's the thing. My bracket does not represent how I bet. Let me just make that abundantly clear. So if I'm betting on JMU to cover on – what is it? When do they play? Friday? Then so be it. Like, oh, Stan, you in Wisconsin. I don't care. My bracket does not resemble how I bet.
JMU puts points on the board. They play good defense. I don't get it, Stan. I don't get it.
It's just that there's too much popularity with them. You know what I mean? Like the team that – like you always go – it's like in the office.
Hold on. Breaking. What? Dodgers fire Shohei Ohtani's interpreter amid allegations of massive theft of Stars funds to cover gambling debts. What?
That's awesome. There's no way. That's hysterical. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. All right. Anyway.
Continue. Sorry. That's just insane.
Anyway. I just think that there's too much hype with this JMU team. We saw it last year when Duke played Oral Roberts. We saw it last year when Duke played Oral Roberts where everyone was like hammering on Oral Roberts. And again, we saw it last year too when Duke was the popular team that everyone had going to the Final Four because they were riding the hot hand. And then they got knocked out around 32. Anyway, I have Wisconsin winning this game. Speaking of Duke, Vermont in Brooklyn. I will not be there. Just don't. You saw those prices?
I mean, I didn't, but I can't imagine they're anything cheap.
Oh my god! Like compare it to like the first session of games. So like the UConn game and the FAU Northwestern game. It's like $30. This session, like the late session, is like 300, 200.
That's absurd.
Like, I'm not. Anyway.
Duke's going to win this game by a lot.
I think Duke wins this game. Here's the thing. Vermont does not defend the pick and roll well. The one thing that Duke excels at, one of the things that Duke excels at in offense is the pick and roll. I expect Jeremy Roach to have a good game. I expect Kyle Filipowski to have a good game. I'll leave it at that. Duke wins this game.
I know you hate BPI rank, but Duke's ranked 8th. So I just put that in perspective.
Next up in the South region, we have Texas Tech and NC State. NC State coming off of that big win, winning 5 games in 5 days to win the ACC tournament.
They're staying hot. Give me NC State. They're staying hot.
I lost sleep over this game. I hope you know. I think that
DJ Horn's a hooper, Stan. You saw it firsthand.
I know DJ Horn. I know DJ Burns. Don't get me wrong about DJ Burns. I think Texas Tech wins this game just because they play a more physical style of basketball than NC State does. I don't.
They're hot right now. I'm riding the hot hand, Stan. They just beat Duke and UNC. A 4 seed and a 1 seed. Now they got to play a 6. It's no problem for them. It's no problem.
It's going to be too much. It's going to be too much. I think it's going to be too much. I think Texas Tech wins this game. Next up, Kentucky and Oakland. Oakland's a cool story, but whatever. Give me Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah. What are these matchups?
Let me just say this. If Kentucky does not make the elite, at least the Elite Eight, it's a failure. It is a failure, and I'll go into why. Next up, Florida against the winner of Boise State and Colorado. I think no matter what, I think
Florida wins this game.
Although Micah Hanlogton is out with that compound fracture in his ankle, I think they have other players to back it up. Walter Clayton Jr. What the fuck is his name? I'm blanking on what his name was, and now I feel embarrassed. And I gotta search the team name. Ugh.
The other guy.
Oh, Riley Kugel. Thank you. Riley Kugel and Tyree Samuel, I think they'll be able to they'll be able to leave the gaping hole of Hanlogton. Next up, Marquette and Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky plays at a very fast pace, but I still like Marquette to win.
Yeah, what? No. Marquette's taking this home.
Next up.
They're not doing it again.
I actually have a Grambling. I'm kidding. Purdue, I think once they get over that hump, beating the 16 seed, I think they'll be all right.
They got it. They got this.
Once they beat the 16 seed. Next up, Utah State and TCU. I got TCU winning this game, Tim. TCU.
I do not.
Oh, I'm going to look at, let's look at the non-conference schedule for, Utah State. Wait till we see the non-conference schedule for, what do you call it? Fuck. McNeese. Anyway, Utah State has played the South Dakota School of Mines.
Seem efficient?
Yes. Yes. And Northwest Nazarene? What the fuck is that? Anyway, they lose to Bradley, and these are the other non-conference teams they beat. Southern Utah, not a good team, at least I don't think. Yeah, they went 10-21. Marshall went 13-20. Akron, they're in the tournament. They beat them. Good for them.
They beat New Mexico. They beat SDSU. I mean, they have
those
wins.
Those are in conference teams. Those are in conference teams. Like, they know those teams. Like, they don't know these non conference teams. St. Louis, they just fired their head coach. UC Irvine, come on. Come on. And they're like getting it. They were cutting it close with like the bottom feeders of the WCC. I like TCU.
I'm taking Utah State.
I like TCU here. It's going to be a very fast paced game. Both these teams play very fast paces. It's just that I think that TCU just plays the better brand of basketball, the more physical, the more tough brand of basketball. And I'm going to leave it at that. TCU takes down Utah State. Next up, Gonzaga and McNeese. This is also a very popular upset pick, but I'm going with the opposite. Yeah, I'm taking Gonzaga here. If I'm not mistaken, I think they play Friday, yes. If I can find it, where the hell are they? There we go. McNeese, if you want to hear a weak non-conference schedule, then here it is. It just says biblical studies on KenPom. I'm finding the McNeese basketball schedule because I am. Here we go. They beat the. It just says the College of Biblical Studies. Like, there's no like. It just says the College of Biblical Studies. Okay, whatever. Here we go. The Texas College of Biblical Studies. Champion Christian. Litornow. I don't even know. It's probably Litornow. I don't even know how you say it. And this is by far my favorite. the Mississippi University for Women.
Okay.
They have a men's team. And also they beat 8-win Michigan. So good for them, I guess.
Congrats.
Congratulations. But I think Gonzaga wins this game. I think they have the more experience, not the more experienced team. They have the better coaching. Not a knock on Will Wade. I think that Will Wade's a great coach, but Mark Few has a plan and he's going to be ready for it. Give me the Zags.
Zags
all the way. Next up, Kansas and Samford. Kevin McCullough is out for Kansas. Hunter Dickinson.
It still doesn't matter.
You wouldn't think so. You would not think so. You would not.
I'm not
think
taking
so.
Samford.
Give me Samford.
That's crazy.
I'm taking Samford. Samford plays a very quick brand of basketball. Kansas does not. Plus, if Hunter Dickinson's out for Kansas, that's like 36 points that are off the board for Kansas. Like, if you really think about that, come on.
I don't know. I'm still taking Kansas. I just don't see a world where Samford wins.
I see a world where Samford wins. They're 8th in three-point percentage. They are 7th in field goal percentage. I think the Samford team... I'm ready for some Buckyball. Bucky McMillan, great young coach. Let's go. Give me Samford. Samford's my team. Give me Samford.
Roll with it.
Loving Samford. Next up, Oregon and South Carolina. Tim, you're not doing...
Taking Oregon.
Yeah, I'm taking Oregon here. I think that Oregon has I saw a stat with Dana Altman with his like against spread record, and I'm gonna bet Oregon. South Carolina's been very shaky all year. I feel like once they got into SEC play, they sort of were getting shit pumped. And by ship pumped, I mean they were get like it was bad. It was
It's about to happen again. Nefali Dante.
I don't think they're getting shit pumped, but I think Oregon wins this game.
Oregon plays a tough brand of basketball, Stan.
I agree. Next up, Creighton and Akron. Creighton winning that game. Texas and Colorado State expect it to be close, but I'm going with Texas.
I'm doing the same thing. I actually don't think it's going to be close.
Yes. Tennessee and St. Peter's.
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Cinderella's back again. Good for St. Peter's, but I don't see it this time. All right. Moving on. Round of 32. UConn, FAU in Brooklyn. I'm going to go with UConn here. It's a good matchup, but I just don't think.
It ain't that good, Stan. It really ain't. I think UConn kind of gets it done easily, honestly.
Yeah. I'm going to go with UConn here. Next up, San Diego State and Auburn. It's going to be a tough game to call, but I'm going to go with Auburn.
I'm with you.
Okay. Duquesne, Illinois. I'm going with Duquesne. I mean, not Duquesne, Illinois.
See, here's the thing. I have BYU, Illinois, and I'm actually going to take BYU to beat Illinois. I'm going to take BYU to beat Illinois.
Okay.
Something about Zach Wilson still lingers with me. I just have that little bit of love.
Oh, God. I'm taking
it to beat Illinois.
Still on the
team. Yeah, I know.
Drake, Iowa State. This is a hypothetical for me. I love the Drake. I love the Drake. I have Drake.
I love Iowa State. I love Iowa State.
Teams that enter. So I saw a stat. Teams that enter that start the season unranked in the AP poll, and then go into March as a 1 or a 2 seed, average less than two, I think it was like 1.8 wins per tournament or something like that. I think Iowa State's that first 2 seed that goes down. It's a good story. TJ Otzelberger, great coach, but I think Drake's going to come prepared. Tucker Dewey's
I think Iowa State's defense is just too much. I don't think Drake's going to be able to score, but I really don't. Look, some notable games. They held Houston to 41 points.
Yeah, but that was on a neutral site.
Neutral site. They're all going to be on neutral sites,
but
aren't they?
I know they're all right. Yeah, they're all on neutral sites. But let me just say this: timeout. They match up so well with each other. Like that's the thing.
Okay, they beat a healthy
Kansas
team.
They know each other. They did beat a healthy Kansas isn't good.
I don't know. I think you're looking for excuses Kansas on why these TVs
good.
Are going to get
not
through.
I'm looking for excuses. I think Drake's all. I'm a big defense trumps off. Not defense trumps offense. Fuck. Offense trumps defense guy. Fuck. Jesus. Can't talk.
All right. I'm just big on Iowa State.
All right. So your Sweet 16 matchups in the East are UConn, Auburn,
mm-hmm.
and then
BYU, Iowa State.
BYU, Iowa State. Okay. I have UConn, Auburn, Illinois, Drake. To the West, North Carolina and Michigan State.
Tom Izzo is done here.
I can't, in all good stand.
North Carolina is such a good team. This is out of pure hatred, and you know it is.
No, it's. I don't think it's out of pure hatred. I just think that
there's a little part of you that is so happy about making this pick.
There's a little part of me, but we saw this with Michigan State last year, where they were sort of underlooked, and then all of a sudden tournament time came, and all of a sudden you blink, and they're in the Sweet 16.
I think UNC's got the juice this year.
They're in the Sweet 16. I don't know. I'm really liking Michigan State here. I'm going to take them. Next up, St. Mary's and Charleston. For you, this is St. Mary's in Alabama. Who do you have?
I have St. Mary's. I'm so high on the St. Mary's team. I don't think Bama gets the job done right. Like you said, they're poor defensively. I think St. Mary's takes advantage of that. Hit a couple threes, and they move on. I'm loving it. I really do like the St. Mary's team.
I'm also rolling with St. Mary's taking down Charleston. I just think that defense is just going to be way too much for Charleston to handle. And St. Mary's goes to the Sweet 16. Next up, we both have New Mexico and Baylor here, if I'm not mistaken. Yes?
Yes.
Give me the Lobos going to the second weekend. I think New Mexico plays, again, I wouldn't say different styles, but Baylor likes to slow it down more than New Mexico does. And Baylor's had some pretty shaky games within the past week. And if New Mexico can buckle down defensively and stop Ray J. Dennis, stop Yves Mecy down the boards, and Jacoby Walter as well. I like New Mexico. I'm loving House and Mashburn right now. I'm letting them go.
I'm with you.
There we go.
I took him. Yeah, I got to move on. Like you said, Baylor's a little bit shaky for me. I think New Mexico can get the job done.
Yeah. Next up, Dayton, Arizona. I have Arizona winning this game.
Yeah, I think that's pretty. Arizona, Nevada. I don't think it's close. Either or, it's Arizona's winning this game.
Well, yeah, I had Dayton in mind. So to recap, I have Michigan State, St. Mary's, New Mexico, Arizona, my Sweet 16 in the West region. This is yes. You have North Carolina, St. Mary's. New Mexico, Arizona.
Yep.
Beautiful. South region. Houston takes down A&M. I think
we could just move on from that.
I think that these two teams have played each other this year, if I'm not mistaken.
I could pull it up right now.
I'm checking right now.
Yes, Houston won 70-66. They played December 16th.
Yes, on a neutral site. So A&M gave him a fight, but to be honest, I don't really see
Houston's looking at more developed twice. Now.
Yeah, very much more developed. You have JMU against Duke. I'm assuming you have JMU winning this game.
I do not. Their miracle run does come to an end for me here. I do have Duke moving on.
Okay.
I'm in this to make some money, all right? I'm not delusional.
All right. I am going to read to you text that I made back in January to our editor, Matt. If I can find these texts, and here we are. January 20th, 2024. I think they ended up losing some game. I don't remember. Duke's round of 32 exit is going to be this emoji when they put up 45 points against Wisconsin in the 4-5 game. Tim, I will send it to you right now. It is absolutely real. I'm not kidding.
Well,
just to give you confirmation.
So you don't think they're winning this game?
As an emotional hedge, I'm taking Wisconsin. Because I've been calling this for so long, where I'm just kind of like, you know what? If it happens, it's funny. And if it doesn't happen, great. My team's going to the second weekend. That's really how I'm attacking it.
Nah, I don't see it happening.
I have Wisconsin winning this game.
You do you, man.
I think I'm going to do me. It's an emotional hedge. It's a very emotional hedge, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
Do you, man.
I'll do
it's
me.
Like my, that's my next pick. Call me an emotional hedge here. I got NC State over Kentucky State.
Oh,
I'm taking it. I'm riding this hot hand to the moon. Oh, NC State is cooking right now, and they're going to continue to cook. So I'm going to take NC State over Kentucky.
Get over yourself. I'm taking Kentucky over Texas. You're mad you lost. No, I'm not. I'm taking Kentucky over Texas Tech. I think.
See it in your eyes. See that pity in your eyes.
This path is so easy for Kentucky, and you'll see. Next up, Florida, Marquette.
Marquette.
I have Florida.
That's crazy.
I have Florida. I seriously have Florida. I think that, plus, number one, we don't know if Tyler Kolek is going to be 100% healthy. Number two, I feel like I get that Marquette is a very defensively sound team. I just think that there's too many guys for this Florida team, for this Marquette defense to handle. Riley Kugel, Walter Clayton, Tyrese Samuel. I get that they're down hand locked in, but I've been riding this Florida team all year. And plus, you do not want to see this Florida team in the second weekend. And I'm going to take Florida. I'm going to buy all the way in. I'm buying all the way in Florida. So for the Sweet 16 in the South, Houston, Wisconsin for me, Kentucky and Florida, you have Houston and Duke, Kentucky and Marquette. NC State and Marquette. Next up, Purdue, TCU. I got Purdue winning this game.
Yeah, I mean, I have Purdue against Utah State, but the same thing, I have Purdue winning this game.
Okay. I have Gonzaga and Samford. You have Gonzaga and Kansas. I have Gonzaga taking down Samford.
I have Gonzaga taking down Kansas. Again, same situation, just the better team against either or.
Yes. Oregon, Creighton. Sorry, Tim, this is where your dream dies. I'm taking Creighton.
I did the same thing. Listen, I like Oregon basketball, but I'm not a moron. Creighton's a great team. Okay. I think they get it done easily.
You're a realist. And then last but not least, Texas, Tennessee, the Rick Barnes Bowl. Rick Barnes used to coach at Texas. Coach Kevin
Durant. I'm taking Tennessee.
This is a very emotional game, but
Tennessee's a great team.
I'm going to take Tennessee. So that leaves Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, Tennessee.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, Sweet 16. UConn, Auburn. Oh, mind you, I have UConn becoming the first defending national champion since 2016 to go to the Sweet 16.
No, I guess I have it too.
Can you believe that's a stat? Can you believe that's a stat?
I mean, it's a little insane.
I can't believe it was Duke too, because that Duke team was just so bad. That Duke team was terrible. That was the Dylan Brooks game. They lost to Oregon. When Coach K told Dylan Brooks, you're too good of a player to be doing that.
And you're a thug.
He did that. I wouldn't say thug. Now,
someone called him that. I forget who it was, though.
I forget who.
He was a coach in a postgame.
It had to be. UConn, Auburn.
Give me Auburn, Stan. Give me Auburn. UConn does not have the juice. Listen,
Hang on. I don't blame you for taking Auburn. These two teams played 2 years ago in the Battle for Atlantis and went to triple overtime. These two teams know each other very well, and they play very similar styles. The advantage goes to UConn here. So here's the thing. They don't have to leave home. If you really think about it, they don't have to leave home. They can go from Storrs to Brooklyn in the first round, go back to Storrs, and then come back to Brooklyn. And then the regional finals are in Boston. So they can go from Storrs to Boston, leave Boston, go back to Storrs, and then go back to Boston for the Elite Eight game. I have UConn taking down Auburn in a very, very close game. I'll give Auburn credit, but I think that...
It's Auburn. I'm taking Auburn.
I'm taking UConn here. Next up, I have Illinois and Drake. I think you have Illinois and Iowa State.
BYU and Iowa State.
BYU and Iowa State, sorry. Who do you have?
I have Iowa State beating BYU. I'm so high in this Iowa State team. They play great defense. They can shoot the ball well. I really, really think they have a good shot, Stan. I really do.
All right.
I got them moving on.
Dream dies for Drake in the Sweet 16. I haven't taken
there
down.
There was never a dream, Stan. You're crazy for having a dream.
I don't care. I love the Trojans. Oh, God, that's a fucking crazy statement to say. I have Illinois taking
I didn't mean it like that. I did not mean it like that.
That's hysterical. I know. I know. I have Illinois taking down Drake, set up for a UConn Illinois Elite Eight. Tim has a Auburn Iowa State.
Okay. Yes.
To the West, I have Michigan State taking down St. Mary's. I like Michigan's. Like we saw this last year. We saw this last year. They were underestimated. They coasted through the Sweet 16, and then they almost won that Sweet 16 game at Madison Square Garden against Kansas State, and it went to overtime.
It's a new year.
I know it's a new year, but it's essentially the same team at Michigan State. St. Mary's, I think I have them going to the Sweet 16 for the first time since, like, what was it, 2010, something like that?
Maybe
I'm taking the coaching. I'm valuing the coaching over the players. Give me Michigan State.
I don't even have them here. I have St. Mary's over UNC. Again, I am loving this St. Mary's team. There's two teams I really love in this tournament, and St. Mary's is one of them. Oh my God! Keep it rolling. Let's go.
If St. Mary's takes on UNC, I'm fine with it. That's even funnier. If they like hold them to like 50 points, that'd be even better.
Hilarious, right? They win like 61-50, like some like low scoring, boring game, some
crazy shit like that. And then second half of the West region, New Mexico, Arizona. I think Arizona wins this game. Dream dies. Yeah, dream dies for New Mexico. So that sets up for a St. Mary's Arizona Elite Eight for you.
Yes.
Okay. Next up to the South. Houston takes down Wisconsin with these. I think this would be the third. What do you have? I'm scared. I forget. Now I'm like forgetting what your final four was.
Houston versus Duke in this spot.
I won't be offended.
I think it's going to be a super close game. But give me Houston to take down Duke. Yeah. I just don't see Duke having it. They just don't have it.
Houston's legit. Like I was saying, like after the like our post Super Bowl episode, that Houston like's got a real shot to win the national championship.
You're just hating on Duke because you're a fan. They also have a legit shot.
I don't know. Did you see that NC State game? Did you see it?
With all these teams, you don't like living with the hot hand, Stan. Just let it go. Then let it go.
Did you see it? Like it was so bad.
I have NC State balling out. So why does it matter?
I don't know. It's just like the way they played. There was just the way Duke played. There was just no effort. There was no sense of urgency. It was nothing.
All right. We're off this game. We're in the tournament, right. Stan. We're off this game.
All right. I have Houston taking down Wisconsin.
Houston over Duke.
In a very low scoring game. And then I have Kentucky taking down Florida. It's the third time these teams have played each other. They know each other so well, but I'm going to take Kentucky.
I have NC State versus Marquette. Give me NC State. This hot hand, Stan. I'm riding with the hot hand. Give me NC State to move on to Elite Eight.
All right. So you have an NC State Houston Elite Eight.
Yes, I do.
I have Houston and Kentucky.
A little different.
Last but not least, from the Midwest, Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, Tennessee. We are virtually identical. I got Purdue taking down Gonzaga.
All right. Yeah. Just same thing. And then I'm assuming we both have Creighton over Tennessee.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So that sets up for me at least, a UConn Illinois Elite Eight, a Houston Kentucky Elite Eight, Purdue Creighton, Michigan State Arizona. Let's go back to the East. UConn Illinois, two very high powered offensive teams, but I think UConn wins this game with defense. I have UConn going to the Final Four on the quest to be the first team to go. On the quest to be the first team to go back to back since Florida in 06 and 07.
I have a Auburn Iowa State Elite Eight game, and I'm taking Iowa State. This defense, again, it's just they're a suffocating team, and I'm really believing in them. I'm buying all my chips are in this basket right now, and I'm steamrolling
like
with Iowa
Fossil?
State. I love
like Jim Fossil. Like
I'm loving Iowa State.
Have I ever sent you that speech?
I don't think so.
the year the Giants made the Super Bowl in 2001, where they got like steamrolled by the Ravens, they had, I think they won like five straight. Like the NFC, it was a down year for the NFC.
Yeah.
So like if you were like, what was it, 6-5, and you won like four straight games, like you were the one seed in the NFC. But Jim Fossil had a Jim Fossil at a press conference. He was like, I'm raising the ante. I'm putting my poker chips in. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, get out. This team is going to the playoffs, and then they went to the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm like him.
I mean, that's like a one Super Bowl loss that I'm like okay with, because I was against like one of the greatest teams ever assembled. So leave it at that. Enough football talk. Michigan State, Arizona, Elite Eight for me. I have Arizona going to the Final Four in their home. Not only their home state, their or not actually no, it's in Phoenix. In their home state, I'm kind of running with the narrative here. I know people have been down on Arizona, and that's the perfect time to get down. That's the perfect time. I think that they have something to play for here. They know if they go to the Final Four, they could have the majority of the home support, at least like 60-70% of the home support, especially at. I'm rolling with them. I'm taking Arizona to the Final Four.
I have a St. Mary's versus Arizona Final Four, and if you couldn't tell by my emotional reactions earlier, I'm still rolling with St. Mary's again. I saw Arizona lose to, let's be honest, a pretty mediocre Oregon team. St. Mary's plays suffocating defense as well. I'm all in on this defense this year. So if you can slow teams down, which I think they can, we saw it happen again against Oregon and USC for Arizona. I think St. Mary's can get the job done. I think they move on.
All right, to the South, Houston, Kentucky. What do you think?
Well, I have Houston, NC State.
Oh, wait, shit, sorry. Yeah, why am I like always assuming that we have the same thing? I'm taking Houston.
I'm taking Houston, too.
This is the first tournament game that where Kentucky hypothetically, this is the first tournament game where Kentucky faces like an actual defense. And Houston's just going to suffocate them. I think Kelvin Sampson always has a plan. I'm taking Houston, going to the Final Four. You have Houston as well?
I do.
Okay. We both have Purdue and Creighton.
We both have Creighton. West.
And we both have Creighton. Yep, we have Creighton. I love this matchup. If we get a Purdue-Creighton game, I'm going to love this matchup so much. There are two matchups here that I really love. And it's Zach Edey against Ryan Kalkbrenner. Ryan Kalkbrenner is like 7-1, 7-2. So this is kind of like the first time we've really seen Zach Edey go up against a guy that's like that's sort of his size, and there's not like a giant size discrepancy. Edey's more built, Kalkbrenner's more skinny and lanky, but we'll see what happens there. Next up, it comes to the guard play. Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer last year, the story with them all year was, yeah, like, you know, they have Edey. The offense is good for the guards, but where's the defense? Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer have been much improved, but Creighton has the older and more experienced guards and Steven Ashworth and Trey Alexander. Trey Alexander is even in the Wooden conversation. He's not going to win it, but he's definitely going to get some votes, some biased votes, but still votes are votes. The X factor of this game is going to be Baylor Shireman. No doubt in my mind. He is one of the best three-point shooters in the country. Creighton is one of the best shooting teams in the country. Creighton takes down Purdue.
I agree.
Plus, both these teams have big revenge factors. Remember, Creighton went up against San Diego State. Last-second foul call, last-second free throws for San Diego State. If that
probably
calls differently,
that game,
Creighton,
yeah. Probably
Creighton
that
goes
game.
To a Final Four. And probably to a national championship game. We would have had an all-Big East final. Who knows? Who knows how they would have matched up with FAU? But we'll... Again, passes in the past. Creighton goes to the Final Four, which leaves the Final Four for me, UConn, Arizona, Houston, and Creighton. Tim, your Final Four is St. Mary's, Iowa State.
Yes.
Houston, Creighton.
Yes.
I'm going to start off with UConn, Arizona. People have no idea how difficult it is to not only... go to back-to-back Final Fours, not only go and win back-to-back national championships. I look at the location. I look at that location. It's going to be a very emotional game. Arizona goes to the national championship.
All right. I like it. I just, all right.
I just think it's the home floor. It's not necessarily a home floor, but it's a home. I know
what
something.
You mean. I know what you mean.
Yes.
I have Iowa State, St. Mary's. This is the two teams that I've been loving. I've been loving them all tournament.
That game just sounds so disgusting. Like I'm looking like that.
It's gonna be boring. That'll be a boring game. It's gonna be real boring.
That final's gonna be like 46-43. Like,
yep, and
no in between.
And I think Iowa State that just has a little bit better of an offense. I think they can put up a little bit more than St. Mary's. Their defense is so similar that their play style in general is so similar. I just think this is gonna be such a Islanders hockey style game where it's just gonna be gritty defense, and I think Iowa State gets it done. They move on to the national championship. I'm pulling for Iowa State.
All right. Houston, Creighton.
Give me Creighton. Houston ain't winning. Creighton.
I'm loving Houston.
This Creighton team. I can't. Creighton shoots the ball way too well. Three-pointer gets the job done for me.
Yeah, but that defense.
I don't know, Stan. A guy averaging like 18 and 9, like shooting 40 from the three is crazy.
I'm taking Houston. I'm taking Houston here.
All right.
Sets up my championship to be Houston, Arizona. Your championship to be Iowa State and Creighton.
An interesting one for sure.
That's two completely different teams. Jesus Christ. I'll let you go first. Who you got?
Creighton can shoot the ball really well. They 18 and 9. That's crazy. They're a really efficient team, but Iowa State's defense is going to pull them all the way to the championship. This is like that Baylor team that went, you know, on that run, and they had the best defense of the country. I think Iowa State is something similar brewing here. I'm loving this story. I'm loving this team. Give me Iowa State over Creighton. That's my national championship. Iowa State takes it home.
All right.
You just don't want to see a boring game, but that's what it's going to be. If that's what it is, that's what it is, Stan.
Houston and Arizona is my championship. The hometown factor comes into effect. No doubt. Comes down to guard play. Caleb Love versus Jamal Shedd. What's the age-old saying, Tim?
Is it the one you said earlier?
Nope.
What?
Defense wins championships. And the Houston.
And you're hating
Cougars
on my Iowa State pick?
And Kelvin Sampson will be your national champions. I also look to a stat where I have to explain a lot of things, where it's like KenPom offensive and defensive efficiency and like trends and shit.
Well, you're saying
that fit that trend are in my Final Four, but
you're saying defense was championships, and I got two really good defensive teams facing off, and then
okay,
Iowa State
okay,
taking
right,
it all.
You're right. I got Houston winning it all. I got Houston taking it. Kelvin Sampson finally gets his national championship that he's yearned for so long. I want him to get one. He was going to take Oklahoma to the promised land way back when, and he got pushed out of there for no reason. And now he's going to get his redemption. What does John Rothstein say? Kelvin Sampson, redemption. Houston will be your national champions.
There you go. There's our bracket.
There it is. That's the bracket special. It took like three different fucking...
And about an hour and 15 minutes, but we got it done.
Yes, we did get it done. That is for sure. We did get it done. This is March, baby. This is March. We want to do what I saw real quick?
Yeah, because I got a good one.
Yeah, you go first.
Mike fucking Williams, baby. The Jets are adding weapons. Oh my God, Stan. I'm loving this team. I know everyone's saying an ACL hospital, yada, yada, yada. Grow up, all right? He's not that injury prone. In like the past 6 years, he's played at least 15 games.
I never said he was injured.
I'm not saying you. I'm talking to people because this is what I'm seeing all over social media. We got to stop saying these guys are injury prone. He's played 15 games at least in the last six seasons. He had one injury. He'll be fine. He'll recover. That's a big red zone target. That helps Garrett Wilson out a lot. That's going to help Aaron Rodgers out a lot. Stan, I think this offense truly has the potential to be one of the best in the AFC. Like, legitimately.
I still can't get over this Ohtani shit. That's hilarious.
I know.
Oh, shit. I didn't even realize that. Shohei's contract also states, if specific change in Dodger personnel, the player may opt out of contract at the end of season, at the end of the season, if the change occurs.
I'm sure he wanted to fire him, though, because he was stealing Shohei's money.
Fair. Yeah, you're right. My one I saw was the St. Patrick's Day Parade. What a time, Tim.
It's a great time. That
was a great time. We got to go back to Newton's. That beer garden is fucking beautiful. That was heavy.
Great spot.
All those fucking TVs and shit.
That big TV is a little bit much, but yeah, it's a good spot. It's a good spot back there, especially in the summer.
I don't care. The bigger the TV, the better.
You do you, man.
The bigger the TV, the better. I want more TVs. I want like the LA Rams stadium like scoreboard.
That's way too much.
Why? No. Yeah. No.
Gives you a headache after like 5 minutes. Whatever. I'm not in this discussion.
Oh, give a shit. Oh my god. You think I care about myself? I do, but do you think I care about my well-being when it comes to sports? No. All right. Houston, Iowa State.
Yes.
All right. We both have Big 12 teams.
Yeah, mine's a little off the rails, but give me Iowa State.
Yours is very off the rails, but it's very doable. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Be sure to like this video. Subscribe to our YouTube. Be sure to leave. I'm like losing it on my fucking outro here.
Five stars only.
Yeah. Be sure to follow us on Raiders and Spotify.
Five stars only.
Five stars only. And we will see you guys Tuesday. Is this our opening day or baseball preview? Even though baseball it's technically again, started?
Yeah, the Dodgers won, right?
Technically started? Yeah, they won.
Of course they did.
Cash the under. That was awesome.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. I think Tuesday's opening day.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday's the baseball preview.
It's Tuesday, yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, we'll see you guys Tuesday, baseball preview. Peace out.